Hi, hier ist Gabi und du hörst meinen Mann Jonathan L. auf Lopsided Word of L. Ja.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. With Jonathan L. of his international award-winning radio show, Lopsided Word of L.
Close to me each day, memories will never fade away.
Sitting here whistling on a cement floor, wishing that I had just something you wore. Put it on, not go lonely. Will you take off your dress, send it to me? I miss your kissing and I miss your head. A letter in your writing doesn't mean you're not dead. Run outside in the desert heat, make your dress all wet and send it to me. I miss your soup, I miss your bread. A letter in your writing doesn't mean you're not dead. So spill your breakfast, dip your wine, wear a dress when you die, yeah, 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 yeah. P-I-X-I-E-S. I stole that from a T-Rex record. Sitting here whistling on a cement floor, wishing that I had just something you wore. Bloody your hands on a cactus tree. Yeah, wipe it on your dress. Send it to me. Sitting here wishing on the cement floor, wishing that I had just something you wore. That's the end of my song. It's called Cactus. C-A-C-T-U-S. That spells cactus. Let's end dramatically in a minor chord. Oye, ¿qué tal? Me llamo Frank Black. Aquí es mi amigo Jonathan L. on the lopsided world of Jonathan L. 98-K-U-P-D.
Herzlich willkommen aus Berlin, Germany. To a very special, meaningful, and a milestone for me, for your listeners, my 600th Berlin edition. Now, neglecting my ego, this 2 hours is all about the friends that I've made, many personal beyond just the music, and many I've met also. And this includes the Phoenix Live era, so 17 years of lopsided World of L out of 40 years on the radio, which is my way of saying thank you to all of you that have supported me since I moved to Berlin back in 2010, when Indy 103 in October that year put the show on every week, and 2 months later, King FM in Berlin came aboard, and I was able to continue doing the show, even though, unfortunately, they both went dark 5 years later. I bless them for giving me the opportunity. Now, I will tell you, I'm going to do a lot of brief stories throughout, because I did open the show with a very dear real friend. Yeah, Charles Thompson, a.k.a. Frank Black. Pixies, with a live song on the show that is not only really rare, you won't find it anywhere. Cactus, with that awesome ending. Oh, yeah. And by the way, David Bowie covered it on his 2002 album, Heathen, if you didn't know that. Okay, here are two close friends right now, beginning with...
Hey, Jonathan, it's Joey Ramone. ringing up on the old cassette recorder to, just, you know, ringing you up here on the old cassette recorder to say, you've always been real supportive and you've always been real and knowledgeable and caring. And you're just a unique being. And I just want to, you know, send you all my the Ramones appreciation here for being there for us in particular and being real. And, you know.
is Ronnie Spector. This is On Air with Jonathan L.
Hi, Jonathan.
How are you, sweetheart?
Oh, I'm fine, except I just came from the dentist, so I'm not that good.
Oh, I don't like the dentist.
Yeah, it's horrible.
But besides that, everything going well with you?
Oh, everything is going really, really great.
We had fun, we drove each other crazy. I'll always love you. Bye bye, baby. Bye bye, bye. Bye bye, baby. Don't you cry. Bye bye, baby. Bye bye. Thinking about you today, felt sad and lonely. We drove each other crazy. I'll always love you, baby.
Well, I guess it's over and it's done. We had some good times, we had fun. We drove each other crazy.
And late great Ronnie Spector singing a duet with Joey Ramone. And that was recorded off a live interview I did at a one-time very powerful radio station in the Cincinnati area, WOXY. Unfortunately now, long time gone. Ironically, I met Ronnie by Joey Ramone. And we had lunch at the Roosevelt Hotel in Los Angeles when I lived there. And she was with her husband, Jonathan Greenfield. And then I saw her two times live. Whoa, What a performance on each one. One in New York City, and also one in L.A. Also had Ronnie as a panelist at a convention called Y2K by the company I worked for, Album Network. As for Joey, even though prior to 1986 I knew him, but it was then at one point in 86 that he sent me a letter. Yes, a letter. You remember that? With a CD asking me if I would play his brother's music, Mickey Lee. I did, and our relationship flourished over the years till his untimely death from cancer, which we both had at the same time. His was a little different than mine. And he used to call me very often, and I mean often, to play me chords and minimal lyrics as to what his posthumous album, What a Wonderful World, would actually sound like. And it was released posthumously in 2002. I had been to his apartment in New York City, and there was so much realness to our relationship. So, right now, here's an artist I discovered years before Simon on The X Factor did, you know, Britain. His name is James Arthur.
It all starts with a plea to meet you. It all ends in a free-for-all. Indoctrinated people, there's no love lost, no, no, no. Well, this scene is becoming brutal. I can't see from the red of my eyes. Indoctrinated people, there's no love, no, 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 no. There is no love anymore. There's just fear in their eyes. There's just pain in their hearts. And I just can't take it anymore. We'll dim the lights and cut them strong. And I'll wait until it's gone. Yeah. Whoa. Yeah, yeah. Whoa, whoa. Well, I look out of my window. I don't have to look that far. Well, indoctrinated people thrust their swords into our hearts. Well, I watch the empire burning, and I hope the emperor dies. Well, indoctrinated people hang their heads and start to cry. Well, there is no love anymore. There's just fear in their eyes. There's just pain in the hearts. Well, I just can't take it anymore. We'll dim the lights, getting strong, and I'll wait until it's gone. Oh, we'll take it all away. We'll take it all away. Take it all away. Well, there is no love anymore. Well, there's just fear in their eyes. There's just pain in their heart. Dim the lights, cut and run, and I'll wait till it's gone, gone, until it's gone.
I'm Rhett Scabies, and you are listening to Jonathan L. on the Lopsided World of L.
Back in the day, even circles were squares. Hi, Jonathan. It's your old pal, Joan Jett. And Jonathan, thanks for all your support of our music through the years and your love for all these years. And okay, now back to Jonathan's lopsided world of L.
Hi, this is John Easdale with my dear friend Jonathan L. on Lopsided World of L.
We took a break beside the lake, took a tumble, took a chance. Whatever tune the piper called, you were my partner for the dance. And oftentimes you made it easy.
This is meant to be a celebration of 600 editions from Berlin, but as I said earlier, I have to also count the years of live, on-air twice a week, in primetime slots of Lopsided World of L on a mega rock station, KUPD FM Phoenix. Also, plus since the Virgin Vinyl days, beginning in 1982, and the three radio stations I founded and created from scratch, KEYX, KUKQ, and the original KFMA from Wickenburg, Arizona. Man, oh man, I've done way over 1,000 interviews with musicians, and I don't know how many I was first to discover, which really doesn't matter, but you just heard one, James Arthur. And that was because his mom, sent me a number of demos when he was much younger than he is now, and that was 2007 to 2010, and I played him a lot. And that was before he went on X Factor and won the whole shebang in 2012, and he's now a big, big star all around the world. Also, how about that rare song Rats Gabies did with the Clash iconic Joe Strummer? They did it as Electric Doghouse. Rat had been, by the way, in my Los Angeles condo, and somehow he forgot his pager. It got stuck in the couch up in the loft. The next day, I went to the recording studio, and boy, did I get a treat. Smoking a doobie with them, and we listened to the song Generations. Lots of laughs, and I was able to take a photo of them together, which today is a rarity, and it's on my Facebook page, by the way. Yeah. Joan Jett, what can I say? I've been friends with Joan for a long, long time, and on so many occasions and personally, on things like, well, we've kissed, smoked doobies together, and I've been a member of the Joan Jett family for so many years, and humble and proud to be. Also, John Easdale, the voice of Dramarama, we've been friends since the mid-80s, and we've done so, so many personal things together, and he's one of my best friends, and we still stay in touch by the phone. What is that? And here now is a Deutsch artist that I really, really like.
Hallo, hier ist Ash von Heimater Erde. Mit Jonathan L. in seiner internationalen Sendung Lopsided World of L.
Du bleibst. Schmerz, der mich umgibt. Tritt in Demut vor den Schöpfer. Fleh ihn an, dass er dir vergibt. Du und ich, mein Schwert, dein Leib.
Hi, this is Jay Aston. You're listening to Jonathan L, of course, and you're on the lopsided world of L.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Tony Moore from London. You might remember me, I was the original keyboard player in Iron Maiden, and also the keyboard player for Cutting Crew and many other things. And I'm listening to Jonathan's Lopsided World of L.
I cry that there is no more you earn me. Howdy. I'm Hal Gelb with my old bud Jonathan L. and his award-winning international radio show, Lopsided World of L. World peace declared. No problem spared. This just dared from the West Wing, like an impossible thing. You might as well put screen doors on submarines, or build a snowman while summering. It's sort of absurd, seen as obscene, an impossible thing. Once thought unembarkable, a trip so remarkable, in search of the eternal spring, not found in a sip, but found in the innocent smile you bring. You know you're kind, a slow and sweet buffering, sultry release of the suffering from what the world brings. Now how my heart sings, my oh my, you're my impossible thing.
Welcome to the fascinating world of
the lopsided world of L.
When you left us right on cue, virgin vine, only miss you.
Yeah.
was a very close friend of mine, Aldo Rocks, who is actually Mickey, and he wrote the song Going to L, and you probably heard that on the show quite a bit. And I always stay in touch with him by phone and email. Aldo Rocks, you've heard him on the show before. Tucsonian and world touring artist Al Gill from Giant Sand. He stayed friends with me since, what, the late 70s? And he has actually visited me here in Berlin a number of times. And he's been to Europe so many times. I think he's more known in Europe than he is in Arizona or even the States. Tony Moore also there, and originally the keyboardist from Cutting Crew. And we first met when he was here in Berlin on a visit, and has come back to visit me a number of times, and I've done voice work on some of his projects. Tony is something else. Yep, Jay Aston from Gene Loves Jezebel. You know, we were close for a time, and he had been to my house in the Los Feliz Hills to come by and fix my ex-wife's Mac computer, because he was a Mac expert. Believe that, yeah. And I also was with Jay in London back in 1993 when I went to the Reading Festival, and he is currently going, by the way, as Ugly Bugs, along with Peter Bug. What I loved about Ash, by the way, of Heimatarde, is not only the music, but what a fantastic and original sweeper that he made for the show. I still really love that. All right, right now, here is the only, the one, David Bowie.
Memories close to me each day.